Hi guys, welcome to our channel.
It's a podcast.
Same thing.
So if you're new,
which you are new,
just like enjoy
first episode.
Sit back, relax, get some popcorn, treat yourself, and just like get something done. Like if you've been dreading that one thing, like if you've been dreading cleaning your room, just like do it. Just like get it done. Like just do it. I'm so inspirational right now. Just do it. You are gonna be hearing from your two hosts. You explain it.
Okay, so we're teens, just basic high schoolers.
Normal teens.
Your everyday.
Literally, like, the
definition
of normal.
Everyday girl next door.
Like, literally the definition of normal. Like,
yeah.
We cannot get normaler than us.
So, basically, we're gonna keep, like, everything about us. Not everything, but, like, our names, I guess, and, like, our age
we're
and stuff.
We're Batman. We're,
like, a secret.
But, like, not in, like, one of those, like, celebrity ways, like...
Yeah.
Like
if you were on Summer 2019...
TikTok, yeah, if you were on Summer on TikTok, you know those Guess Who girls, and basically, if you guys don't know, it's, like, these two girls, and they were dancing, and they had masks on, they're like, I'm gonna reveal myself
at... When we get to, like, 2 million.
2 million followers.
Yeah.
So they got 2 million followers, and then, like, they revealed themselves, and everyone was like, okay, like, it was, like, it was anticlimactic.
They didn't reveal themselves. They pushed it back a lot, though. And then they were, like, go to our Instagram if you want to, like, see our faces.
Yeah, it was anticlimactic.
Climactic.
Yeah, so, like, we're not, like, we're literally, like, once you find out our identity, you're, like, okay.
So they're just, like...
Like, we're just, like, normal people. So it's, like, not, like, something to lead up to. Yeah. But, like, the only reason we don't want to, like, say our names... There's two reasons. First of all, is, like... You know, we're just normal teens that go to, like, high school.
Also, if this doesn't go anywhere, it's, like,
it's just, like, it won't, like, be as, like... It's just for fun.
Yeah.
It's just for fun.
We'll see if it goes anywhere.
If it goes anywhere, you know, maybe it'll go somewhere. But if it goes anywhere, then, like, obviously we'll reveal our names. And also, because, like, we go on kind of morning walks. And,
we go on a lot of walks,
We go on a lot of walks alone, and, like, we don't want to get kidnapped.
Because where we live, there's a lot of people getting kidnapped right now.
Yeah, so. And, like, recently there was, like, there was these two girls, and they were walking, and they got hit on the head with a brick, and they got kidnapped.
And I think there was a shooting nearby.
There was a shooting nearby.
Yeah.
So...
It was a stabbing?
Stabbing.
Oh, at the mall?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, we just, like, kind of scared, kind of 2020.
No, but the time at my house I'm talking about when we got
there's a shooting behind her house. So, kind of scared, it's 2020, kind of, like, there should be peace in this world. Imagine if, like, the whole world was, like, peace.
I'd literally go out, like, midnight.
I'd go out, like, anytime, just, like, walk and just, like, hang out. That's to be so much better. Like, why are you a bad person? Like, I just don't understand, like, why.
What is the
motive? What's the motive? I just, like, why?
So, basically, back to our identity.
Oh, yeah.
We're keeping our names a secret, so we're just gonna go by these names.
Okay, so, basically, this is so cringy. Like, it's, us going by, like,
weird. No, okay, so, mine is just unnamed.
The only reason I'm going by this name is because, like, I don't know what else to, like, refer.
This is what she wants to name myself.
I also want to name my kid this, but I don't know what to refer myself as. Like, I'm gonna, like, address... Unnamed. She's going by unnamed.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna address unnamed.
Did you just say undress?
Address. Oh my god. Address.
That's a lot.
Address unnamed by like her. Like I have to like address. Unnamed. I'm talking about her, so yeah. I'm gonna say unnamed. And then I'm going by. Oh, this is so crazy.
Just
I'm
do
by unnamed number two.
Okay, do name number two. Just do name. I'll be unnamed. You can be name.
Okay, I'll be name.
Okay.
I was gonna go by Dua just because.
That's what
I'm inspired from Dua Lipa, but just because I want to name my daughter that because like it's like a short. I need to talk slower.
Sweet gets to the point.
Short, sweet gets to the point. Just so cute and like also guys, we've done this podcast three times.
This is our fourth time now.
Oh my, this is our fourth.
Or is this our fifth? Because we did it. This is
that's our fourth time.
No, because we did it.
We messed up the first time.
My name.
We messed up the first time because
you said my name and then your mom called.
No, that was the first time. The first time we messed it up because it was too messy. Like we didn't like we talked about too many things and we also like brought up things and then we're like let's not talk about it. And I hate when people do that because like it's just like it leads you on and they don't say anything, which is so annoying. So I just didn't like it. And the second one. I accidentally revealed unnamed's name, so it was so funny. Once I did it, I was like, and then like we just looked at each other.
And then we did it again, and then her mom.
The first one we were like 20 minutes in. Also, the first one we did like 25 minutes. The second one we did like 18 minutes.
No, we finished the first one.
Second one we did 18 minutes. Third one,
we got like 0.5 seconds.
My mom called me because she got me this necklace. And
it's really
name.
Yeah.
It's my name in Arabic, I think, which is so cute.
Or is it but it's gold, and she thinks that, like, gold makes her look weird, which yeah, is, like, gold literally not
gold
true.
Gold is not my color. And so, like, I just don't like gold. And there was a silver option, but she got it as a surprise, which is cute. So I was like, okay. So I'm going to wear it. It's pretty cute, but it's kind of long, so she has something to make it not long. I don't know. So we'll see how that goes. I'll update you guys on that. Anyway, so I was going to make a Dua. So it's, like, so cute. Also, me and Dua Lipa, like, basically know each other. Because one day, a long time ago, I was, like, 11, I think. I'm 14 now. Unnamed is 15. We're 1 year apart.
You had to tell our ages?
Yeah.
We weren't going to say that.
Yeah, we were.
No, I literally wrote it down.
No, you didn't.
It's fine, whatever.
It's fine. We're in high school, obviously. We're going to say our
ages. Well, yeah, but you
didn't. I said I was... Okay, anyway. So, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah, I was 11, I think. And, like, Dua Lipa was, like, under... I said our ages.
Yeah, why did you say
no,
that?
No, it's fine. And Dua Lipa was under... No one's gonna listen to this, so, like, we're fine.
Doesn't matter.
Dua Lipa was, like, undergrad and everything. So, I went to her concert with my cousin, and she was, like...
underground?
She was, like, underground. Like, she wasn't that big. She wasn't that big. She's so big now. She's, like, dating Anwar Hadid, and she, like, knows Harry Styles.
Yeah.
So,
well,
like,
she knew him back... Whatever, anyway.
Oh, yeah, she knew him back then, but, like, not... I don't think they're that close. Anyway, so, like, they're, like... So, I went to her concert. I was sitting on the stage, and, like, literally the tickets were, like, $50, I think. And, like, we camped... No, we didn't camp out. Her friends... My cousin's friends camped out. And we just, like, went in line with them. I don't know how she let us do that. But we, like... So, I was wearing, like, a choker. Like, classic, like, 2016, like...
She was wearing, like, a pink heart cardigan.
I was wearing a pink heart cardigan. I was wearing a choker half up, half down. Unnamed is in my hair.
It was so ugly. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was so ugly.
It was, like, a half up, half down bun.
But I was, like, it's so cute. Oh, my God. Ew. And I had my glasses on, too. I wear contacts now, but I had my glasses on and everything. So it was, like, very interesting. And then a look. A freaking icon. And then, so me and Dua Lipa, like, made eye contact that day. And it was just, like, that great. And, like, I just, we're just, like, we've been friends ever since.
She had, like, the coral iPhone, like, the little, like, the tiny 5S.
I had the high, hot pink 5C. And the, in the, Otterbox case.
Like, oh, my God.
And there's a pop socket on it. Oh, my God. It's so ugly. But,
oh, yeah, pop sockets. Wow, those pop sockets were so big at one point.
My mom has a pop socket still.
Oh, really?
But she's, like, an icon. So, it's, like,
my exactly
fashion icon. Also, me and Unnamed say freaking a lot. Just because we're, like, yeah.
So it adds like, emphasis.
Yeah, I've been talking a lot. You talk.
Because you naturally talk a lot.
What is that supposed to
it's
mean?
It's not a bad thing, because you can carry, like, convos with people.
I really can't. I can only do it with, like, you.
Well, because and we talk about people. Literally whatever.
Yeah.
Also, but, like, if you guys have, like, that one, like, so basically, we don't call each other friends, we call each other acquaintances, but, like, everyone
because
else
we're not on the friendship level, even though we've known each other for, like, 5 years, we're not on the friendship level yet.
It's just, like, a weird thing that we have.
It's, like, a weird thing. Like, we're it's really uncomfortable for us to, like...
Like, right now, I'm sitting literally so close
She's
to her.
She's so close to me, like, literally our knees could touch.
Yeah.
And, like... It's just, like, we don't even hug. It's just so weird. Like,
well, know, I don't hug anyone.
Like, she's the problem. Because I, like
yeah,
like,
I am the
I
problem.
Kiss my friends on, like, the cheek. And, like, it's, like,
really?
Fine. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't.
I kissed my friends on the cheek before. And, like, it's, like, not that big of a deal. But Unnamed here, she's, like, very, like,
I'm, like,
and when I'm with Unnamed, it's, like, very uncomfortable.
Oh, my God, I have to talk about my L word with him. When we talk about
we'll talk about this. See, I hate when people do that when you bring something up and you're like,
well, we're gonna talk about it.
Okay,
though.
Sorry, guys. I'm so sorry. It was a one time thing. I'm so sorry.
What are we at?
8 like, minutes.
Okay.
So also I'm gonna name my kid Zane.
And no,
Unnamed
I
is
am.
Stealing the name from me, even though I came up with it first.
No, you did not. Yes, I literally just didn't say anything.
Well, I did something that's.
So it depends on whoever has one first.
I don't care.
Which we're
I'm
literally
my kid Zane. Yeah, she's 1 year older than me, so she's probably gonna have.
That doesn't matter though. You could find someone. You could get married.
My biggest fear is being alone.
We talked about this last night.
Yeah, we have like nightly chats.
We have nice. Does anyone else
biggest,
have that?
Yeah, my
I
biggest
feel like a
fear,
lot of people do that.
We sleep in the same bed, so it's like.
I mean, if you're at a sleepover, like, who doesn't sleep?
Yeah, it's a queen bed though. It's not a twin bed, so just don't like. But like, it's just like we like have like nice chats and everything. So like,
yeah.
It's like deep chats. Like a couple of weeks ago, I found out that she was. So we go on family trips together, right? And a couple weeks ago, I found out. So we went to a skiing trip, and we went with our other family friends, and there was like four other girls, right?
Three,
and I was like talking to this girl a lot,
and I was talking to this girl a lot.
So I was talking to this girl. We're gonna name her Avery, okay?
Avery.
I was talking to Avery a lot, and then
I was talking to
Noelle. Unnamed was talking to Noelle.
Wait,
a lot.
Can she be Raquel?
Okay, fine. Raquel, Avery's Raquel. So, it's too confusing. Much. It's confusing. Anim was talking to Noelle a lot. I mean,
she's Noelle.
So she was talking to Noelle a lot. And then I was like kind of annoyed because me and Anim, like, are pretty close. But,
yeah.
I don't know. Just Anim was, like, wasn't talking to me that much.
And because she wasn't talking to me, so I wasn't talking to her.
Apparently, I was talking to Raquel a lot. But the only reason I was talking to Raquel a lot is because, Anim was talking to Noelle a lot.
And we, like, did not discuss this at all until one day.
I was annoyed at her because I was, like... Like,
I wasn't annoyed at you because I was, like, having fun.
She wasn't talking. I was having fun, too, but I was, like, when it was just me and Raquel was, like, taking a shower or something, like, you and Noelle were, like, talking so much, and I was just, like, like, oh,
wait, hey. Were you in the shower, or were you,
no,
like...
No, Raquel was in the shower.
Oh.
Yeah, remember that time?
The night time?
That night time.
Yeah, I remember.
They were talking about a concert, and,
okay, so, like, basically, it came up because you were talking about going, you wanted to go to the Harry Styles
concert. I was
concert.
Talking about it. I was... So Raquel, then, no,
wait,
no,
listen,
no,
you listen.
She listened to me.
So Noelle and
Anim were on the couch and they were talking.
Okay, they
were talking about concerts and they're like, we should go to a concert, even though I was literally right next to them. I was on a different couch and I was sitting on my phone. They came after me. I was done taking a shower and I went on my phone and they came, sat down, and they were talking about a concert. I was hearing them, but I don't want to input in because I was just feeling like discluded from the, like, from the, are our parents listening to this?
I don't know.
Probably not going to get through this.
You're probably not.
Text to the watermelon if you get through this.
Watermelon, sure. Who are we sending this to?
No, if they listen to it.
Oh.
Text us personally a watermelon.
Okay, so basically, though.
No,
you don't understand.
So I was literally, like, listening to their conversation, but I didn't want to input because I was feeling left out the whole entire time. So I was just, like, on my phone, I was like wow, like, they're actually doing it, that, like, I thought we were closer than this, and then I'll continue.
Okay, so basically, we were talking about going to a concert because she said that she wanted to go to the Harry Styles
concert. This was, like, 2 weeks
and
before.
And so then I was, like, I told Zara, I was, like, I mean, I told...
We can get it.
I told, what's her name? Noelle.
It's fine. No one knows her.
Yeah, I told her that, I wanted to go to a concert with her. And so we were, like, just looking at concerts and stuff. And then we told you to come over there, actually.
No, you did not.
Yeah, we
you
did.
You did not. Don't even talk to me.
We were, like, why are you sitting, like, alone or whatever?
No, you didn't. You didn't say anything. And then
you literally came over.
And then I had to come over because
I was, said,
like,
something
to you. No, you didn't say anything because I remember and I was going. I was, like, I'm going
to
sit here
also,
now.
You were talking to Raquel's mom also. So.
I was not talking to Raquel's
mom.
Yeah,
she complimented your leggings.
Oh my gosh, she did do that.
So then I was like, okay, I'm gonna talk to Noelle.
No, I was there before. I was sitting with our other younger cousin, our younger family friend. Yeah, I was talking to our younger family friend. He was a boy. I was just talking to him. He's literally like a little kid. And and then Raquel and Unnamed came over and they were just like talking. I don't know. It was like a miscommunication. Also in the car on that very.
Oh my god.
13 minutes in. Okay, so on the in the car, we have a lot to talk about.
Yeah,
it's fine. So on the car, in that, like, time, in the car.
So basically, me and Raquel were, like, me and Noelle were so close on this trip, and her and Raquel were pretty close.
Apparently. I was talking to Raquel a lot because she wasn't talking to me, because Unnamed wasn't talking to me. Yeah. So me and Unnamed were going to go in the car together, but then...
in my car.
Raquel's mom was like, all the girls go together, so...
Which annoys me, also. I mean, it's not, like, annoying, but it's, like, because they always, like, all the girls do this, and, like, all the girls
isn't
do
that. It's not a big deal. You're gonna make me insane.
It's not, but, like, sometimes, it, like I just want to go in my own car.
Yeah,
but it's not that big of a deal,
so,
though.
Me and her had to go in the... Not had to, like, we wanted to go... I wanted to go, I don't know about you. But we wanted to go in the all-girls car, so we went in the all-girls car, and then we're in the back seat, and it was Unnamed, Raquel, and me. And apparently, I was talking to Raquel a lot, and we're taking...
Oh my god, so much. And all they were doing is taking selfies. So then, I text Noelle, and I'm like, when we get out of this car, like, I need to tell you something. And I was, like, so annoyed.
It really was not even that deep. And we're literally taking pictures, because me and Raquel had goggles, and, Unnamed's
did. Oh my god, they were, like, attacking me, and I was, like, I was actually about to, like, slap them. I was so annoyed. Like, I couldn't even express it. They were, like, why don't you have, like, ski goggles? They were, like, you need ski goggles. And I was, like, I literally have done it before without them. I'll be fine. And they were, like, no, but you need it. And I was, like, okay, I get it, but I don't have it, so what do you want me to do? So then I text Noelle, and, yeah, so I just, like, stared out the window.
She texts Noelle, and she's, like, I'm really mad right now. Like, I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna rant about this later.
Yeah. I wasn't mad, I was just annoyed.
I don't know. Yeah, I didn't realize it at all. Because if I'm acting normal and you're annoyed, then most scenario is that I don't know that you're annoyed.
I didn't act annoyed, though, until... And then, blank. Raquel asked me to braid her hair.
How do you do that? It's fine.
You do it, too.
I did it once. It's fine.
Yeah, and then she asked me to braid her hair after, and I was like, okay, well, now I'm over it, so...
Yeah, I don't know, but me and Raquel...
We get over it in, like, 2 seconds.
We got a great selfie out of that, though.
Yeah, that was pretty. It was pretty cute.
Cute. Yeah, it was a cute selfie. We had our goggles. It was so cute. But, and then after that...
We've been talking about the ski trip the whole time.
It's fine. And then... yeah, so, like, that's what happened, just misunderstandings. So we have, like,
and then, so, yeah, we had our sleepover.
Over, like, night talks. Like, I literally found that out, and I was like, oh, my God, like,
no. But I had no idea about how... She felt left out, like, the whole trip, though.
Not the whole trip, just some parts.
Like,
not even the whole trip.
But I didn't even realize. And then me and, what's her name, Noelle, were making a TikTok, and, like, all over the house.
Yeah, me and Noelle, unnamed and Noelle were making a TikTok all over the house, and I was like, and I went to sleep. And then, this is the next day. This is, like, they're still continuing the TikTok. And then, Raquel went to sleep. Oh, Raquel was doing, I think she was in the shower. How many times was Raquel in the shower? Raquel was in the shower. And, it was just me. Yeah, it was just me. Raquel and her other sister were in the shower. And it was just me. And then, unnamed and Noelle were doing something.
It was, like, the under pressure TikTok where you, like, go all under over pressure, the house.
Yeah. So they were, like, doing, will we get copyright for that? You know, it's fine.
No.
Okay. So, so I was like, okay, I'm gonna join. And then, like, when I did, I, like, felt like,
no, we asked her if she wanted to join. And, yeah, because I remember asking you.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And you were in it for, like, 2 seconds, but you were being, like, weird. That's the only time I ever noticed
you. I was like, yeah, because I didn't, like, feel, like, comfortable. So then I was like, I'm, like, leaving. So then I freaking went to
sleep. Yeah, and then she left.
I think Raquel finished from the shower, so then I went back.
Nice.
Also, we play this game called Werewolf, and, like, I'm very, like, passionate about that game. Passionate. Like, when we... Are you good?
Yeah. Okay, whenever I'm not smiling, she's like, are you good? Are you good?
She's, like, looking to the side, and, like, she, like, moves her hair, and she's just, like, sad. She looks sad.
I'm like, what?
Well, yeah, I was thinking something. Oh, yeah, so we play this game called Werewolf, and it's really good. You guys should play it. Go get it. I think it's on Amazon or something. And, it's such a good game. And I get, like, so passionate in it because, basically, there's two teams. There's the werewolves and there's the villagers. And the villagers are the good people. You're trying to vote out the werewolves. And the werewolves is the people who are trying to... The werewolves are killing a villager every night. And then the villagers have to vote out someone and see if they're a werewolf or not. So I think I was a villager. Or I was a villager and unnamed was a werewolf. And I was trying to convince everyone that unnamed was a werewolf. No one was convincing me. I mean, no one was, like, on my side. And then unnamed and Noelle were werewolves. Of course.
Yeah.
Unnamed and Noelle
were werewolves. We were talking about it,
and
too.
And unnamed got out. And then I got unnamed out. And then
yeah.
I remember Noelle, it was all my fault. I get so passionate in this game. But basically, Noelle was,
oh my,
like...
God, this is so funny.
Shut up. So, basically, like, I was, like, convincing everyone that, like, Noelle was a werewolf, and then she was trying to talk, and I was like, shut up, and then she was like,
you didn't tell me what to do.
Oh, she was like, no, you don't tell me what to do, and then that, when she said that, I was like, oh, shoot, like, I've taken it too far, and then after that game, like,
I didn't even realize, I don't
after
think anyone
that
else
game,
realized,
unnamed
either.
Didn't talk to me that much.
Me?
Noelle and unnamed avoided me. And then,
no, but I didn't even notice.
So did Raquel. No, I only had Raquel.
I think it's because sometimes you get too aggressive in the game.
I got too aggressive in that game. I'm so, but I've, like, calmed it back since then. Like, oh, now okay. I realize it. Now I realize when you're being, like, too aggressive in that game. That's, like, a really passionate game for me. I really have to stop, but, like, I remember that game. And it was,
we,
like,
play,
crazy.
Like, every time. It's, like, the same
Yeah, we
table.
Had, like, a table. It was, like, a long table, and all of us played. It was, like, what, 15,
I have
16
pictures.
Of us?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really, I have a picture together. It was,
like,
really
all
fun.
The kids.
Yeah,
yeah,
it was so
fun.
It's, like, all the kids. And so, like, that's, like, what we unveil in our night talks.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so that's, like, pretty cool. Also, over quarantine, me and Unnamed have gotten very close.
Our acquaintanceship has gone up, like, a level.
Everyone thinks we're sisters. So
we have a family
friend group. Like, they call themselves...
Like, we're all close.
They call themselves the gang.
But we're not, like a gang, you know?
We're not a gang.
Yeah.
We also have the New York Mafia.
It's, like, they're, like, adults, so it's, like, kind of a...
They're, like, adults.
Cringy
name. Cringy name. Like, they have a group chat called the Three Amigos.
Do they really?
Yeah. Oh, that's my mom, your mom, and then Copes' mom.
Oh.
Yeah, the Three Amigos. It's really funny. But, basically, like... We all, so they call us sisters. Yeah. And, like, one of our family friends, he called us, he was like, aren't you guys, like, sisters? And me and Name were like, whoa, like, that's not too back far. It up. So maybe 10 years into this acquaintanceship, we can go into the sister phase.
Exactly.
But 5 years in right now, we're still, like, we're not friends.
Yeah.
Like, we're not, like,
we told your mom, we told her mom this, too, and she was like,
but to everyone else, we're, like, besties. That's such an ugly, like,
so
to everyone else, we're besties. But, like, we're basically, like, best friends.
We're both. But we're not. No, so, okay, from other people, we are, like, sisters. Yelling.
Like,
to other people, from, like, their view, we are, like, sisters. Just
we see each other every single day. Like, I haven't.
And we have, like, no one else. The most I've gotten over quarantine
without unnamed is, like, 5 days.
Yeah, exactly. Not even. I think that's, like, a stretch.
Yeah, it's a stretch. But, like, we see each other so much. And we also live, like, really close by each other.
We live, like,
I can walk to
her
house and she can walk to my house.
Yeah.
So, like, that's, like, really cool. But, like, we're, like, basically, we're on the best friend level, but we see each other as acquaintances. But, like, best friends is just, like, so, like, ugly.
It's such a weird thing for us.
Like, I just cannot, like, be best friends
with. Because we're not, like, what is it? Sappy? Soppy?
It's just, like, cringe, you know?
Yeah,
it's
very. Kinda cringe. I think it's just me, though, because, like, wherever I go, that, like, yeah, that
it's just you, because I am fine with my friends.
Yeah.
It's just you, just bad vibes.
I just don't like that type of stuff.
Over quarantine, we, like, really. What time are we at? Oh, 21 minutes.
We have two more.
Over quarantine, we've, like, really, like, bonded. Like, I don't remember our, like, our, like,
we have, like, a new vocab now. Also.
Yeah, like, I don't remember our acquaintanceship over, before quarantine.
Like, we were, like acquaintances, but now we're, like, acquaintances.
We've, like, gone. Like, we've, like, really, like, I don't know, we found, like, things that we have in common, even though we're complete opposites.
We're complete opposites.
Like, when I grow up, I'm more of a city girl, like, I'm more of a city girl in heart. Like, I want to go to college, get my medical degree in California, then move to New York with my, I don't know, like, significant other, move to New York, like, live a New York life, and then, like, have a family in Paris. That's my, like,
I'd rather
life.
Live in, like, the beach, like, beachy type of, like, surf life.
I'd rather go to the beachy so type fun. For, like, a vacation, but definitely not, like,
living. Really? Mm-mm. Seems like such a vibe. Or I live in, like, Paris, like, that's, like,
I live in Paris. I love the city.
But I don't
love,
like New York.
The city. But the thing is, it's only, it's dangerous, but I love the city so much. Like, city's my home. Even though we literally live in the middle of nowhere, guys. Like, it could be, we can live in Arkansas right now.
No, I don't like, everyone's like, New York is, like, my dream place.
New York is my dream place. Like, fashion industry, my dream. But, like, what are the odds you're gonna get, like, money from fashion industry?
Yeah, it's so hard to make it.
Like, I have the passion for it, but, like,
it's not, like, a huge
passion. Yeah, it's not a huge passion. I just have, like, an interest in it, but it's not a huge passion. My passion, I don't know what I want to be when I
grow. Yeah, me neither.
Like, I'm in high school right now, and, like, some high schools are taking classes that relates to what they want to do. Like, if you want to be an engineer, you take computer classes. If you want to be, if you want to be a doctor, you take medical classes.
They put a cosmetology thing in too. Now,
yeah.
So, like,
and, like, you can go, there's a class that you can go to another high school. You go to a hospital and you, like stand in for, like, nurses and everything.
You really?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
So, yeah, it's like a thingy. I think I'm gonna do it. I don't know what I'm gonna be when I grow up.
What grade do you
when
have
When I was
be?
Little, I don't know. I think it's like
probably,
junior?
Probably.
Because I think you have to drive, or, like, you take a bus or something.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know what I want. Like, when I was little, I wanted to be a teacher. But, like, teachers don't make that much money. Even though it's not for the money, it's just, teaching isn't, like, my passion.
Yeah.
It's, like, not my passion. Like, I don't like it. But, like, I really like the fashion industry. Like,
if they have such a fun life,
if I had
life,
the looks,
though.
I'd be like a model.
Model's like the dream life. Job, yeah.
Like, Kendall Jenner has the life. Like, it's just like, it's
but
like,
you
so
have
great.
To be like, you have to be like,
you have to, like,
so tall, so like, skinny.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to have
like that's
you have
like,
to be like really pretty.
It's crazy. Like, they like people like have like the, like my dream life right now. Like, that's crazy. But, like, I
but
don't
we
know
also
what
have
doing.
Someone else.
We have someone. That's crazy. Think of it. Like, we have someone's dream life right now. Like,
yeah.
We have at least 1 billion people in the world would, like, die to have your life.
Yeah.
But it's so crazy. And, like, I think about that every day.
Really?
And, like, I think we should end it on that note because it's, like, a high note. So, if you guys enjoyed
that
this podcast.
Sad
no, it's, like, a high note. So, like, we should end it off every time with a quote.
A quote.
Yeah, like, something to do. Like, so, okay. This is my quote today for you guys to think about is that at least 1 billion people in the world would kill to have a life like yours. So,
be grateful.
It's about the little things. Be grateful.
It's about the little things. Is that what we're going to name it?
Peace out. See you later, alligator. Next Bye. Time.